Mairead McGuinness, Theresa May, is going to be presenting to the Cabinet her latest deal on Brexit, and there are a couple of very important meetings coming up as well now in terms of the EU as well. What is the sense you're getting here now from, you know, the senior people, the people like Ivar Hofstadt, the Brexit coordinator, and the Commission as well, in terms of where we are at for the where the Brexit negotiations are at?
I think the fact that every single deadline for progress has not been met leaves us all quite concerned and frustrated at the lack of progress on the Brexit negotiations, in the full knowledge that the UK is due to leave at the end of March next year. So I think we go into the summer not looking forward really, but quite anxious that unless in the next week, perhaps something might emerge this week, we see that the United Kingdom is dealing in a very clear way with the withdrawal agreement, and that it tidies up the governance issues and the Irish border question and agrees a transition period. And then we can move forward much faster on the future relationship. And from an Irish point of view, we want to resolve both issues. We need a good relationship on trade and friendly relationships with the United Kingdom, but we need the withdrawal agreement to be completed. What I sense from both the Council and the Parliament is that the European Union is very united, that secondly, it is also preparing for this worst case scenario of no deal. And I think advice and guidance has been given out by the Commission. The European Council made this as part of their conclusions. And that the issue of Ireland in the withdrawal agreement is a big issue for the European Union, so that Ireland isn't alone on it. And I was quite taken by the comments, like, for example, Prime Minister of the Netherlands, Mark Rutte, very supportive of the Irish issue, because he says it's a European Union issue. Again, the difficulty goes back to what's happening in the United Kingdom and the internal politics of the Conservative Party. And until Theresa May can get a grip of that and show some leadership, then I think we might all be frustrated beyond the summer and right into the autumn, and hopefully not the winter, because I think that would be a winter of discontent if we got to that period of the year and don't see solutions. So I think there's a lot of anxiety around the lack of progress.
And just from an Irish point of view, I mean, of course, people are nervous that the further this gets delayed, the more the negotiations get dragged out, the danger is Ireland will just, the priority for Ireland will slip. Do you see that happening?
I don't have any sense of that at the moment at all. In fact, I've been very encouraged by the appreciation around this House and around Europe of the Irish issue, which doesn't impact on many member states, and some have a better understanding. But I think what everybody has an understanding of is this unique situation where we have built peace over 20 years, that there is an international agreement called the Good Friday Agreement, and we are party to it, and that the United Kingdom has said, as the European Union has said, with one voice, and they're agreeing on this, that we want no return to any structures or hard borders on the island of Ireland. I think what's lacking is that when you say something, you do have to follow up with actions to prove your words. And thus far, we've found that there's plenty of words coming from the United Kingdom, but no action to actually put in place those verbal commitments. And that's a big gap in the negotiations.
And what about the backstop option? Again, we thought that was a certainty last December. Then there have been several wobbles from the UK's position on it. And, you know, a lot of concern again back home about that. Is that very much now back on the table? Do you think the British understand that the backstop option is ultimately there for Ireland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, if they can't reach any other agreement?
Well, the exact position today is that there is a draft text, a legal document of the withdrawal agreement, which includes the transition period. And part of it is also about the Irish situation and how to resolve it. There are three possibilities. And this so-called backstop is if all else fails. We have written down from a European point of view how we think that can work. The United Kingdom have disagreed. They haven't disagreed with the principle of no hard borders, but they're now shying away from commitments made in December and in March, and now June has passed and we're into July. So there is a concern that it is the UK that are reneging on commitments, not the European Union. And if anything, in recent weeks, I think that issue is stronger around the table of Europe than it was, because people are beginning, I would imagine, to get frustrated with the lack of cooperation at the negotiating table from the United Kingdom side. So I don't get any sense of that. I do get a sense that the United Kingdom are hell-bent on getting an agreement on a future relationship to solve the Irish issue without giving us any guarantees that in the eventuality that we don't get there, there is this fallback position. And frankly, I don't understand why they don't go for this fallback position and work very hard politically with all of us to get a good agreement on other issues. It makes much sense to me, but it's the politics in the United Kingdom that's stalling.